Hey, sleepyhead, finally awake.
Nice.
Hey, quit the squirming around thing. You're all tied up, and you're not going anywhere. Well, actually, I should probably cut you loose before you lose circulation in your hands or something, but you have to promise not to, like, hit me or run or something. Here, see? No, I'm not some insane stalker who kidnapped you or something. I was just looking out for you. They wanted you dead, you know? As far as they're concerned, you are. Now, can I please get a thank you, Jinx? You know, since I saved your life and all. From what? Well, we really don't have time to discuss the semantics right now, but is a thank you so much to ask for? Come on, say it. Thank you, Jinx. Great, you are very welcome. Oh, yeah, I'm Jinx, by the way. But I have a feeling you knew that already. Just from the way you, reacted when you opened your eyes. Like I said, I'm not here to hurt you. Quite the opposite, in fact. If you'd be so kind to hear me out. Listen, I know we don't know each other, like, at all. And I know you're probably still trying to adjust to where you are, why you're here, and why this blue-haired lady is in front of you, but I'm really not a modest person, and I hate when people don't say what they mean. So I'll just give it to you straight. I want to play with you a little bit. You know, I want to make you feel good. I never get the chance to sit down and have a conversation these days, much less actually share a connection with someone. Are you really not getting it? Do I have to spell it out? Geez, guys really are so naive. Here, I'll just freaking show you what I mean. And you can say no at any time. I have a feeling you won't want to, though. What the hell does it look like I'm doing? I'm getting your pants off so I can help you out. Sheesh, are you deaf or something? You're gonna make me have second thoughts if you keep asking these stupid questions, so just no talking for the rest of our time together, okay? Maybe I take your underwear off. I'll take that huge smile as a big fat yes. Whoa, you are packing. I get that it's hard to keep it up when you wake up in some weird dungeon-looking thing, but I think we can make quick work of that. Let me just play with it. You can feel my breasts if you want. That's it. You're warming up to me now. One of my favorite things is feeling the bad guy's cock growing harder in my hand. The warmth, the way it suddenly starts to take up more and more space, the sense of accomplishment. Sorry, I just get so entranced by these things. You would too if you went this long without getting to feel one. I just love getting it near my face when it's hard like this and it radiates warmth onto me. You don't know how lucky you are right now, or how lucky I am. I'm gonna put your cock in my mouth now, okay? I'm practically drooling just thinking about how good it's gonna feel, the amount of spit it's gonna make me produce.
I whimper as soon as I put it in. Can you feel how much I salivate? I swear your cock was leaking the moment I put it in. You get that excited all the time? It tastes so good. It's like your cock mixes with my spit. It's such an interesting sensation. Seriously. There aren't enough hours in a day. I could probably work with this thing forever, if I'm being honest, but then you probably don't want to really hear about that, and the whole situation's kind of weird. Anyway, suck your dick.
It seems to fit so perfectly in my mouth, like two puzzle pieces that were made for each other. I suppose you can play with my long blue braids while I do this for you. I know you've probably never seen anything quite like them before, and some would call it the most defining feature. How lucky are you to be awoken by the legendary Jinx, only for her to start worshipping your cock a few moments later. This must be like a dream for you, right? You go to bed with lewd thoughts at night and jerk off your cock and feel all over it until you can't hold it anymore and you make such a big mess all over yourself. I'm gonna take it real deep now. I just wanna see how far down my throat I can get you. Ready? Oh my god. That was like all the way down my throat. It's even better than I thought it was. Again. Oh my god, this is so much fun. And it feels pretty great for you too. Look at all the spit bubbling all down my mouth now. I really didn't think I could get this thing all the way down my throat, but here we are. God, it's somehow even wetter than it was before. That is most definitely pre-cum that I'm tasting. I'm getting so close now. I knew that deep throat would be a thing to make you crack. But I don't want to stop just yet. No tree. I want to savor every moment I have sucking your cock like this. Besides, I've been neglecting your balls way too much. I suppose I can suck on them just a little bit. I love worshipping your balls like this. I jerk you off. It's so perverted. The way the base of your cock is resting on my head. It's like I'm a little unicorn. Okay. I think that's enough ball attention for one day. I mean, you still have the cum inside, and you're probably getting pretty excited now, okay? So, I'm gonna go back to your cock. Does my hair feel good tickling you like this? I imagine the unique look of my hair makes this even better for you. You probably never had such an enthusiastic blowjob before. And on that note, if you come to me, you are a nut. Look at your face when you start going faster. You look so helpless. This rules. I'm gonna keep doing my my thing and suck you off at a consistent pace. You totally didn't see that coming. I tricked you. I think I even took it deeper than last time. Your balls are starting to tighten now. I know you've got a big load saved up for me. And I've been working my ass off trying to get it out of you. So you better not skimp out on it now. Or else. You ready to come? Your cock is practically begging to shoot inside my mouth at this point. And I hate surprises, so I'll just tell you when to come, okay? And when I say go, I want you to spray your cum all the way into the back of my throat. See, right here. Okay. That'll be lovely. Whoa. I don't think I've ever had that much gum in my mouth at once before. I knew I was doing a good job, and that just confirms it. Sure, it has been an honor worshipping your cock today. And you should be honored too. You were just on the receiving end of the best blowjob I have ever given. Your legs are still quaking after that. Poor baby. Here, I really gotta get going now before anyone gets suspicious. But don't worry, even for a little bit, I'll see to it that you get home safe and sound. After I get the chance to rest and clean you up a bit, of course. We can't go around covered in each other's juices. Let me just wipe you down, and then we'll see where we go from there.